Thank you very much, Gary. Gary mentioned this subject being pregnant with significance. Since the last time I was here, last year, speaking of pregnant, we gave birth to, or I should say my wife gave birth, I was just there watching. We had our 10th child born in November, and I hope this year I have two of my older children with me. I hope that eventually, I believe by the grace of God, these conferences will continue. Alexander Augustine will be able to be running my tape table for me 10 years or so, 15 years from now as well. I want to thank the Slaves of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the St. Benedict Center of New Hampshire, again for giving me the privilege of participating in this conference. I want to thank all of them. They have all been wonderful friends to me over the years, and I'd like actually to also pay public tribute to someone that is very dear to me, who was mentioned yesterday as having passed on, and that is Mother Teresa of St. Anne's House in Still River. Was, I think, one of the first slaves, if not the first, that I ever met, and really reached out to me. Was always very gracious in her hospitality to me. Always let me stay there when I was traveling through. I gave many of the talks that are available on tape at St. Anne's House or adjacent at the Abbey, but under her encouragement and graciousness, and I really appreciate that. And I ask that you would say a Hail Mary in your charity for her every single day. She's a wonderful friend, and I sorely miss her. I want to thank Gary Potter for the wonderful job he does as the Master of Ceremonies here. And I was listening to his talk last night and just thinking, what a wonderful wordsmith he is. He's just able to craft things so well. And I want you to pray a Hail Mary that he'll have some time. I know we're all short of time to do more, to write more books, because I have a book of his essays in reaction that I read over and over, because he hasn't, with all his other busy opportunities, he hasn't had the time. I know we all are short of the time we would like to be able to produce more like that. I know he does writing for From the Housetops and so forth, but I think we're talking about reconquering our culture and establishing a truly Catholic culture. And I think we'll know that we've reconquered our society and established a Catholic culture when people will be lining up by the thousands outside of Barnes & Noble and Borders, waiting until midnight to get the latest Gary Potter book, the way they now line up and camp out to get the latest Harry Potter book. Exactly. So, as a token of friendship to Gary, Gary said yesterday in the introductory remarks that he would bet money that my topic today, although it didn't seem at first blush that it would do so, he bet that the topic would tie into the theme of reconquering that we're developing this weekend. And guessing that Gary, like all of us, probably has as little money as any of us to lose in a bet, I'm going to help him out there. And that's just the state of affairs for us, isn't it, as we struggle along to be faithful to the faith. I prefer to believe the sort of the opposite of the old New England Calvinist principle, and I believe I have to assume that abject poverty is a sign of being one of God's elect. But I want to demonstrate in this talk, which I'm about to begin in a minute, that it does directly tie into the whole theme of the Reconquista for our day, because something has been lost in the church's awareness of its mission, especially to our Jewish friends and family members and neighbors and co-workers. We need to reach out to them with an extraordinary charity that I think is being subverted in the name of charity in our day. So I want to show that this theme, which was assigned to me, as Gary supposed by Brother Andre, will nevertheless be right in line with everything else we do. I want to make two very quick comments before I open in prayer and begin my talk proper. And one is that all of the apostolates that you see here, I think, are obviously doing tremendous good and are worthy of our support. But I wanted to mention one in particular that, of course, you'll be hearing more about this afternoon in Dr. Tom Drzelewski's talk on reconquering higher education. I want to emphatically encourage you all to follow very closely and to support with your prayers and your interest and financially in every way that you can this wonderful initiative that Dr. Drzelewski has had the vision and the courage and the great sacrifice to commit himself to, and that is this: the importance of Christ the King College. I could not think of a better proof of the necessity of reconquering Catholic higher education in our day than what I saw yesterday, just quite providentially. I was pulling off of Route 2 and taking exit 28 to come to the Best Western Royal Plaza. Right in front of me at the end of the exit ramp was a car with three bumper stickers on it, one on top of the other on the rear window. The first one said St. Michael's College, obviously a Catholic college. Underneath it was one for St. John's University. And underneath that was one that said Carrie Edwards. Vote for Carrie and Edwards. I mean, if that isn't, you know, a potent indication that Catholic education has obviously not done its job in our day and this individual gentleman, because it's not being taught there, and that we need to establish new initiatives, I don't think anything is. So I don't want to steal any more of his thunder. Of course, as you know, he's a very brilliant man, a very dedicated man, and a great leader in the traditional Catholic movement in our day, and he deserves our support. And I would ask you as well to say a Hail Mary or even a whole extra rosary every day, that under God's grace, that enterprise, that initiative would succeed and flourish and provide something that people in our day truly need. So I wanted to say that. There was one other thing I wanted to say, and that was an apology for something that I know frustrates people from time to time, and I just feel I need to say this publicly. Many times people will write me letters, they'll send me emails, they'll call, or they'll send me faxes, and I don't always get back to them in a timely fashion. I'm not saying this to clap myself on the back, but I often will stay up to 3, 4, 5 in the morning trying to catch up on my backlog. But I travel so heavily, and I have no secretary of staff, that I'm often very slow in getting back to people. Please don't take that personally. I'm not snubbing you. I got an email recently saying, I've written you and you haven't responded. And people think I'm sort of ignoring them, and I'm not. I get literally 1,000 emails, phone calls, faxes, and letters, regular letters, every single week of my life, and I only get through a fraction of them before I'm off on the next trip. And I've been gone the last 2 weeks. I just got back from 2 days taping a whole new... Father Gruner is starting a whole new television show along the news magazine format of 2020 that he's asked me to be the host. We just got done taping the first several tapes of that up in Canada. Chris Ferrara has a weekly segment on it. And Father Gruner has a commentary. There's a variety of things, but I'm constantly traveling from one thing to another, as you know. If you look at my website, go to www.jerrymaddox.org, and then you'll have some sympathy for what I have to go through. I've been to 47 of the 50 states, and I hope to get to the last three states by the end of this year, God willing, and then I'll turn around and do them all over again. But I think it's important for us to be out there winning our, by the grace of God, our country back to the Catholic faith. And that's, I think, an important part of what I want to set as the backdrop to my talk now. So please just be patient with me, and again, please forgive me if I'm not always getting right back to you the same day, because I may not even see your email for weeks, or sometimes I'm embarrassed to say even months after it's arrived, just because they pile up so much. Let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady of Guadalupe, Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of La Salette, Our Lady of Victory, Our Lady Crusher of all heresies, all you holy saints and angels, especially our patron saints and guardian angels, and especially Saint Benedict. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. What I want to talk about today, as was already intimated, is something that's rather politically incorrect. And, of course, it won't be the first politically incorrect talk you've heard at one of these St. Benedict Center conferences. And Brother Andre did a brilliant job touching upon some of these issues in some talks he gave a couple of years ago entitled The Problem of the Jews and the Conversion of the Jews. And when I say politically incorrect, of course, I mean a higher type of politics than we're engaged in. The world is just concerned about, you know, who are we going to elect this fall? Is it going to be Kerry? Is it going to be Bush? And many of us know, we've already been reminded this weekend several times, that the difference between the two is not, as Gary was pointing out, all that significant. Either way, we're going to have an unchristian view of government that grows and swells and taxes more. And I don't need to tell you, you live in Massachusetts, many of you, about taxes and the burden of that. I remember reading about late one night in Dana, Washington, D.C., capital city, a mugger wearing a ski mask jumped into the path of a well-dressed man and stuck a gun.